Big Hits 102.5, 1330, WBTM, and I've got one of my favorite frequent flyers in with me this morning, Karen Harris with God's Storehouse. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Josh?
I am doing awesome. It's Friday. Good. Yes. You can't ever argue with it being Friday.
That's right.
But it's also a very exciting time of the year for you guys.
Yes, yes.
It's one of, if not the biggest fundraiser you guys do every year.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. It's one of the biggest food collections, yes. Basically. And, you know, it's a lot of work, but it's kind of fun. It really is. And we work at the post office, and we have volunteers at God's Storehouse. And, you know, we really try to love on our postal workers because we know this is an extra burden on them. But this is something that we so depend on. And it helps us greatly, and it's just kind of a way for the community to give back, and it's super easy.
Absolutely.
Super easy. I mean, what's putting three or four cans in a plastic bag by your mailbox and having a postal worker or volunteer pick that up and feeding some hungry people? You're feeding the community. How wonderful is that?
It's pretty easy. It's pretty turnkey. We're talking about Stamp Out Hunger. It's back again this year. It's coming up next Saturday. So this is going to be on the 9th. So go ahead and kind of put that in your calendars. Go ahead and commit that to memory so you can get those goods out by your mailbox next Saturday so your local mail carrier can pick that up along the way. It's always, as you mentioned, it's a lot of fun because it is low impact. Mm-hmm. You don't have to necessarily load up a bunch of stuff and carry it. You just got to get it to into your driveway even on your porch, depending on where your mailbox is.
So that's right.
It's a super easy option to help out God's Storehouse. And remember, all that stays right here in our community.
That's right. It does. It does. And it's really a great thing. And we get a lot. We work to get a lot of different groups, you know, Boy Scouts and the Civil Air Patrol and any kind of civic group or club or whatever. Really try to get them involved. And it's a Saturday, which is, you know, people want to volunteer for us, but because of our hours of distribution, they can't. And so this is a way that they can have an opportunity to volunteer with God's Storehouse. And so it's fun. It's a lot, like I said, it's a lot of work, but it's so exciting, you know, when those, you know, it's work, but when those postal workers come back and they'll start coming back about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'll have like three or four trucks lined up, and they are jammed packed with those blue bags full of canned goods. And, you know, the kids are out there and they're pulling them, and the adults and getting it, you know, putting them in the bins and stuff. And so it's fun. And we're pretty tired after it's over, but, you know, we really depend on this food. Last year we got a little over 28,000 pounds. Okay. Our goal this year, my goal is always 40,000 pounds. I knew you were going to ask me. I know you got me trained.
I've
you got me
trained.
Yes. Yes. And we haven't done any kind of a call out. You know, we had a great need last March, and the community really stepped up. And so we didn't get as much, but that's okay because we had gotten a bunch of food in March. So this year I'm hoping, you know, we pray for sunny weather and we're looking forward to it. And we so appreciate our carriers and the post office working with us and willing to do this. So next Saturday's going to be a big day, and, you know, we're looking forward to it.
Well, and let's go over, there's a couple of things, I'll call them guidelines, for lack of a better term, as far as safety when it comes to those that will be handling the food items. And I know there's a big one because, hey, the training goes both ways. No glass.
Please, no glass. Because I'm going to tell you what, I know last year I think it's going to fall, and it's a concrete floor. And we had salsa everywhere. Spaghetti sauce everywhere, you know. It looked like there was a crime scene.
That can make for a unique
mixture of smells.
So please,
no glass. And please check the dates. We can take some food that's maybe 2 years past the expiration, but not beyond that. You know, really, it needs to be unexpired food, because then we have to end up throwing, you know, those really expired things away. We can't use those. But some things we can, you know, if it's within a couple of years, we can use that.
Well, and I think that's one of those things you're so excited to help out. That's the little detail that you don't necessarily pay attention to. Mm-hmm. You're cleaning out the pantry and go, well, I've done nothing with this.
Yeah.
I had an idea in mind. I had a recipe and I'm like, oh, I want to do that. And then life happens.
Right.
You wound up doing pizza and you never come back to it. And then you find it. And while the thought is there, it's just be mindful that, mm-hmm. you know, these are items that are going to be shared throughout the community. So if you're doing those pantry cleanouts, just make sure you're keeping that extra eye on some of those things so you can make sure you don't have anything that's way out of line, because mm-hmm. you wouldn't eat it either.
That's right. And think about, would you eat it? If there's rust on the top of your can, you probably would not eat it.
Jeez. I've never considered that visual. So.
Yeah. You're not going to open that can. It's like, don't know how long this has been around.
Absolutely. And you talk about the large volume of food that you're looking to procure from this fundraiser mm-hmm. and everything that goes along with it. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Karen Harris with God's Storehouse, talking about the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive coming up next Saturday. You're going to need all hands on deck and then some.
So if people, you know, we still have opportunities for volunteers. We have volunteers at the post office that will help us receive that food, weigh it. We don't do a whole lot of sorting, but we do have to put it in boxes so we can transport it back to God's Storehouse. We will have people sorting that food at God's Storehouse, so that way we can get it right on the shelves pretty quickly. And then we need groups that would be willing to go into neighborhoods, because again, this is a lot for the postal workers and for them to get in and out of their vehicle. If we can send volunteers ahead of a postal worker or even right behind them, that way it greatly helps them. And also too, sometimes we have to meet the postal workers. They'll say, my truck is full, I can't even deliver the mail.
Yep.
And so we'll send people out to meet the postal workers and offload that and bring that back to God's Storehouse. And people, if they're not going to be in town on next Saturday, bring it by God's Storehouse. We'll count it as towards the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. So, I'll probably put a bin outside underneath our awning. And if people want to just drop off their food there, that way they don't even have to talk to anybody if they don't want to.
There you go. Well, and I think it's an excellent opportunity if you've got a group that's working on community service hours, mm-hmm. you've got a church group that wants to get together, and you're looking for a cause mm-hmm. to get behind, that's certainly an option. If you've got athletic clubs that you're looking to kind of build that team unity with and just, get them working together, you want mm-hmm. to build that chemistry on the field, whatever that field may be, but you mm-hmm. want to get them working as a unit, this is certainly a great option, helping out a great cause.
Right.
At God's Storehouse is a fixture in our community. All of the great things that Karen and her team do, it does not go unnoticed at the end of the day. So this is going to be a big one. Stamp Out Hunger next Saturday. So get those unexpired, non-perishable, non-glass food items out by your mailbox. The crews from God's Storehouse will come out and get those picked up for you.
Right. So, and there will be blue bags and postcards. The postal workers will be putting those in the mailboxes, probably about a week prior to the
This should be starting probably this weekend,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, they should be. And we'll try to put signs up and let people know all about it, and reaching out to different faith groups and helping them to ask them to please share with their congregations and their members and stuff. So, and if people are interested in volunteering, Jakeisha is our new assistant director.
Okay.
And they can call God's Storehouse. They can email her. It's Jakeisha@GodsStorehouse2s.org. So they can come. And I am looking at trying to get, and probably will have, a online volunteer.
Oh, that's exciting.
I know. I was like, there's got to be a way we can do this. And I know there's different apps out there. So we will have an app out there for people to, if they want to sign up to volunteer. So make it super easy for people.
There you go.
Yeah.
So the goal is 40,000 pounds of food next Saturday. So you got plenty of time. Maybe do a little extra shopping if you can mm-hmm. swing it. Or maybe you've got some stuff in the pantry that's, I'm not going to wind up using this after all, and we don't want it to get too far out and, collect too much dust. Drop it in the blue bag, set it by your mailbox. The Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive again next Saturday. Looking forward to it as always. Karen, thank you for taking a couple of minutes, because I know you are super busy.
Yeah, a little.
A little. She's so polite about it. She knows.
Yeah.
She knows, because she walks in, we got to do this. Come on, we got stuff to do. I'm kidding. Always good to see you, Karen Harris. Thank you so much.
Same here. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it very much.